The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, you may have been called a dipstick before, but probably never a dipterist, which is a scientist who studies flies. Well, dipterists recently discovered a fly covered with teensy yellow hairs hiding out in a crack in a single cave-like rock in Kenya. Known as the terrible hairy fly, the insect looks more like a fluffy spider than a fly. And here's the best part. This fly can't fly. Since they cannot fly, there's a strong possibility that it's really restricted to this tiny hole-in-the-wall habitat. Like us, the males are the hairy gender for these flies. Females have far fewer hairs, and these tend to be comparatively short, while the larger males are pretty much covered with long hairs. Why so hairy? Nobody's yet sure what the hair-like scales are for. The possibilities include serving as sensory mechanisms or perhaps just as ornamentation to show off for potential mates. As for flightless flies, I know it sounds counterintuitive, but there are a number of fly species that cannot fly. That's one of the many reasons scientists use the universally standard Latin names and don't call them flies at all.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.